Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here we go. This hour is going to be fun. I promise you that. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Hit me with the Funky Buddha happy hour theme song, Solana.
Hey, how about another beer?
Funky Buddha. Funky Buddha. The Funky Buddha.
Yeah, baby.
It's the Funky Buddha hour with the Hoffman crowd.
All right, bro. Here you go.
Yeah, man, here you go.
All right, bro, here you go.
Funky Buddha. Yeah, man, here you go. Yeah. Funky, it's the Funky Buddha hour with the Hoffman crowd.
5 o'clock hour just feels better when you hear that, Crowder.
Sure
just
do.
Feels right.
It lets me know I'm an hour out. I'm an
right,
hour out of
what
enjoyment.
That's what I'm saying. Today we're doing a best of because there's not a lot of sports. There's no sports tonight other than a Marlins game. There's no Heat. There's no Panthers. There was no Heat or Panthers last night. So we thought we'd have a little fun today. Real quick, Solana, let's get headlines here in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour.
Hawk mentioned the Marlins in action tonight. They'll host the Diamondbacks 6:40 p.m. first pitch from Lone Depot Park.
All right.
The Heat, they host the Timberwolves tomorrow, 8 p.m., looking for some revenge after a loss in Minnesota two Fridays ago.
Very good.
Panthers off until Saturday. Haven't played since Monday. Second-to-last regular season game. They finished the season hosting the Tampa Bay Lightning twice. Game one of those two is Saturday at the BB&T Center.
Very good, and you'll hear it on 560 QAM, of course. Weather real quick.
From the Ectrogen Weather Center right now in South Florida, partly cloudy tonight. The lows will drop into the mid-70s, I hope. That is your weather.
I wanted to play a little clip here. This is a short one, but it gets us into the next segment, which it'll make a little bit more sense. Aronde Gadsden, you know, he comes on with us all the time and we talk about so many different things. What's the one thing, Crowder, for years that Aronde and I have had in common?
Oh, your disdain for Kirkland.
That is right. We have a disdain for Kirkland products.
Yes.
I just feel like it exudes not caring. If you have Kirkland products all over your house or party, I feel like it exudes not caring. And Aronde feels the
right.
Same way. We will leave. We will hit it. There's maybe one bag of Kirkland snacks out there. I might stay. There's Kirkland. All the stuff is Kirkland. I'm out of there. So real quick here, because in the next segment, we're going to hear from Christian Wilkins from the Miami Dolphins. But this sets it up a little bit. Here's Aronde Gadsden. Just a quick little brief moment from an interview with us where he talked about his disdain for Kirkland. Aronde and I have a policy. If you go to a party and there's Kirkland snacks out there, you got to hit it. Like, you just,
100.
Right? Like, maybe a half, right? Maybe a half,
yeah.
But then you got to hit it.
Yeah. Like, I was to a little, you know, a Dolphin cookout, and they had some Kirkland vodka. I only stayed till halftime. They made it in a punch, so that got me to halftime. If I had to mix it, like, Kirkland and tonic, I probably would have left right away because I knew the outcome of the game. But I stayed and watched till halftime, And then I went on home.
Well, I texted you a couple days ago from Yahoo Finance, 25 best Kirkland products that you should enjoy at Costco. Number one, just give me your quick thoughts. Number one, Kirkland Animal Crackers.
I would call my mom and tell her I went out of third grade. I don't want to go to that school anymore.
Number
I'm going to plantation.
Number two on the Yahoo Finance list is Kirkland Bacon.
That's a tough one because I'm a bacon guy. And, you know, bacon makes anything taste better. But if I got a nice cheeseburger going and I bite into it and I find out you got Kirkland Bacon, I don't want it. You just wasted your condiment.
Right. So I'm with you. No,
you
I'm with
can't him. Mess up bacon.
I'm with him. Then why not just go with Oscar Mayer? I mean, how much could you save on the Kirkland bacon?
You know, even if you tricked me and said it was turkey bacon, I'd be like, all right, okay.
Kirkland coffee pods. You got those K-cups. They've got Kirkland coffee pods.
Definitely not. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you coffee people can tell the difference between a good coffee and a bad coffee. That's got to be worse than decaf. I mean, a Kirkland pod?
No. Yeah, that sounds like you're asking for trouble. Yeah.
Pencil shavings.
You're trying to get a day off. I go in that office tomorrow with some, say, hey, ladies, you know, because there's a bunch of ladies that work in the office. I'm going to make the coffee this morning. And I put some Kirkland pods in there. Oh, I'm suspended. Don't come back tomorrow.
Kirkland energy shots instead of 5-hour energy. I mean, now that seems like you're playing with fire, doesn't it?
All right. That's an oxymoron. I don't think you get no energy from a Kirkland energy pod.
Oh, they say 5-minute energy.
I think it drains energy.
Right, you want just 5 minutes? You want, like, how much for 1 minute? How much for just one rib?
One rib. What's one rib?
Kirkland razor blades.
Oh, no. I don't want Kirkland razor blades. I was just going to go to the barbershop just to get a shave. I just need to. I'm going to the barbershop every morning. Do I pass it coming to work? I'm going to stop. No way you using Kirkland razor blades. And some people out there may enjoy using Kirkland products. Listen, if it works for you, I'm all with it. I'm just saying, for Hawk and I think we're going to pass.
They have butter knife sharp.
Yeah. Might as well use a scissor.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You can't touch my accoutrement, I'll tell you that much.
Hawk and Crowder.
Well, we're talking about food. I got to tell you about the best food in South Florida is at Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market in Hollywood. Delicious food. They have it all. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey. They have lobsters. They have 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish, some filleted, some whole, some smoked, all the crustaceans, all the crabs. Just get to Delaware. Go to DelawareChicken.com. Now, all I just rattled off is still about 20% of their entire menu. Go to DelawareChicken.com. Find out what you want, and when you know what you want, call them in advance and they'll have your order packaged and ready when you get there. 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. If you don't want to get out the car, you don't even have to turn your car off. They'll bring it out to your car, curbside delivery. If you want to go inside, wear your mask. I'm in there hour and a half every time, talking to the friendly staff. I like to pick out my lamb chops. I like to pick out my steaks, my fillets, my mahi fillets. I like to pick out which ones I want. But either way, you're going to get delicious food at a great price. And right now, some of the prices are amazing. Chicken breasts have boneless and skinless already, only $5.79 a pound. Fresh turkey breast, $4.79 a pound. Key West pink shrimp, only $12.99 a pound. Boston scrod fillets, $14.99 a pound. And if you don't feel like cooking, check out the chicken parmesan dinner for two. With pasta, $10.99. Without pasta, $8.99. It is big. It is filling. It is off the chain. Heat and serve. You can't beat it. Look like a star in front of anybody. Go get the chicken parmesan. Heat it up. Put it on a plate. They'll think you cooked it. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
5 o'clock hour here on the Hockman and Crowder program is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Funky Buddha Brewery, good vibes on tap. And I am very excited to play this in case someone hasn't heard it. Christian Wilkins from the Miami Dolphins. He joined us last week leading up to the NFL draft. And I'm not lying when I say he's one of the more interesting guys in South Florida sports, right?
Oh, yeah. After his interview, we talked about him taking our jobs one day. So
that's right.
Just praying that's that right. He stays in football a long time because, yeah, he's going to take somebody's
job. He's
that
interesting. He's that well-rounded. And if you listened last segment, you heard of Rondae Gadsden talking about Kirkland. At the end of this interview with Christian Wilkins, I asked him about Kirkland products. So I thought it would be
you
a nice
weren't, You weren't as tough. You weren't as tough with Christian on the phone. I
nice
noticed that.
Callback. Here it is from the Miami Dolphins before the draft happened last week. Christian Wilkins. That's right. You got to play a little Hamilton when Christian Wilkins comes on the show. That's a good call, Solana. Have you watched this, Crowder? Have you seen this?
Hell no. I'm not. My wife and kids watch it all the time. I can't
Are
watch
you
no
kidding
music.
Me? So when the pandemic started, I like going to Broadway, and admittedly, I don't go often, but I like going to Broadway, and I've seen a few shows that I enjoy, and I could never understand, how could Hamilton be so good? Like, how could a musical be so good? And then the pandemic starts, and it's on Disney Plus, and you know, we've got the 85-inch TV at home. So me, my wife, my son, we watch it. It was, Crowder, I'm not lying to you, a religious experience. I watched it a second time. It was a religious experience. That's how good it was.
You know I really don't like music, so why would I like musicals?
The story is, well, let's let Christian Wilkins tell you. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Christian Wilkins, now he was the Dolphins' first-round pick in 2019, and we've enjoyed watching him the last couple of seasons. He is one of the most interesting guys on the roster because we've talked to him about his frugality before, and now I'm going to talk a little bit about Hamilton. We like the guys, Christian, that are Renaissance men that can talk a little bit about anything. Can you tell Crowder what he's missing with Hamilton, please?
Crowder, you slacking, bro. It's been out for years. It's been on Disney Plus. I don't know what you got going on. I mean, this is like he said, it's a religious experience. It's culture. It's everything. Like it's really an amazing show. And I will say, as great as it is on Disney Plus, it doesn't do it any justice. You have to go see it live. So I'll make a deal with you when things open back up and it comes back down here to Miami. I'll treat you myself and we'll go together or something just so you can get the experience if you're up for it.
Bro, I'm down. If you gonna say, if I get to go all with right, Christian Wilkins to see it, I'll go then.
you got me.
But have you, because you've made it clear, like you want to meet the cast. Like, have you met? And I think I saw you virtually meet someone from the cast. Have you met any of the cast members?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've talked to a few of them through social media and stuff, just DMs or things like that. They all seen my videos and seen that I'm a big fan, so they appreciated that. But I got to meet Leslie Odom Jr. virtually, which was pretty cool. And that was a surprise to me. I thought I was just going to talk to Cedric the Entertainer, which was already great enough. And then you throw Leslie into the mix, and that was a really cool experience for me. So, yeah, that was pretty cool.
Man, what would you be doing if you weren't great at football? Because you seem like you have some interesting stuff in your mind.
No, I do. I'm a bit of a weirdo. I don't know exactly what I'd be doing. Like, I definitely, who knows? I probably would have done something like radio or talked about sports because I love the game. But I definitely would have tried my chances as an actor or something, or as a chef, or definitely in the broadcasting realm or something like that. Those are all things I'm definitely interested in for sure. So I really couldn't tell you exactly what I do, but I'm interested in a lot. So,
bro, play a long time because you're going to come take my job, and I need this check. So keep playing.
Right.
Keep playing.
You got kids, right? You got,
you got babies to feed.
Right.
Christian Wilkins is with us. Crowder was doing radio while he was playing for the Dolphins at one point, right? Yeah. Wasn't it? Was your final season or two where you were doing a weekly show and playing for the team?
Yep. Last 2 years, I started on Friday nights, and then I saw that I can get money off talking, so I started a Friday and Monday show. And I was like, hey, this talking for
go.
Money thing is lovely.
Respect. There
well,
you go.
Let's talk about money here for a second, because Christian Wilkins, you know, you came into the league and we talked about how frugal you were. That was the story that we all learned, you know, the couple days after draft night. And then I remember Crowder and I had you on and we talked about a particular instance where if you were at a restaurant, you would ask a waitress for a glass of water, maybe some extra lemon wedges, And then you would take that water, you'd put the lemon wedges in, you'd take some sugar off the table, you'd make your own lemonade because you wanted to save $2 or $3 rather than ordering a lemonade. So are you still that frugal?
Ain't nothing changed but the date. I mean, I'm still very frugal. There's ways I've improved. There's ways I've changed my ways. Like, there's certain things in me that I will spend money on, but just wherever I could cut costs, wherever it makes sense to, you know, save a couple dollars here or there, I'm all for that. You know, I really don't, it doesn't take much for me to be happy, or it doesn't take a lot of money for me to live and do what I need to do. So I like to just keep it simple, you know, and keep all my money to myself for real. So that's kind of how I just operate.
Now, I know because Dade County Federal Credit Union has been a great partner of ours on this radio show, and I know that you're involved with Dade County Federal Credit Union as well. I've been told that one of your pet projects is teaching kids financial literacy. That true?
Right. No, that's true. Dade County Credit Union has been awesome to me. They helped me get the car when I came down here. They've been awesome, and I've been doing a lot just, you know, trying to educate and help kids as much as possible, teaching them, you know, the value of a dollar and just different things to help them be, you know, helping them with financial literacy, because that's definitely important. And that's something that I necessarily wasn't taught growing up. But just because I love to save money. I don't know what I'd be saving for half the time. You know what I mean? But, like, that's something that I took an interest in, learned as much as I can about it. So now I could just pass it on and help as many people.
And Christian, it's great with the kids, man. You know, get them early and let them understand it early. But Keith Trevor, big nose guard when I came in, he was my OG, you know, fishing buddy and all that.
Yeah.
And it was he told me, and I wouldn't say approach it this way, Christian. He said, "Hey, Crowder, if you go broke, I'm gonna whoop your ass." And that kind of that was his way of telling me to be, you know, to be financially, you know, frugal there, you know, save and try to set my kids up. Do you try to educate teammates? Because I know you do it with the kids. Do you try to pull the young guys now to the side, you being an older player, and explain money to them?
No, definitely, 100%. Anybody who's willing to listen, I mean, to my two cents and things I can help them with, especially, you know, just like the younger guys who come into all this new money and things like that, or, you know, I get in where I fit in and try to help out teammates and, you know, give them all the knowledge I do have. You know, and I really, like, honestly, like, it's like I'm preaching gospel or something. I try to just always tell people, save your money, hold on to what you got, or just teach them different ways to, like, from what I know to invest. I'm always teaching my family different stuff, because that's the other thing, too, that people don't realize or understand. You know, I'm, like, the first person in my family, like, you know, with this amount of money or with a lot of money. So, you know, and I'm definitely not trying to be the last. So I'm trying to allow that, you know, just to make a generational wealth and teach everybody how to just grow your money, keep your money, save your money, and, you know, keep things up.
Christian Wilkins is with us. I was going to go down that road a little bit because you do have money. You're a first-round draft pick in the NFL, and you said that you had Dade County Federal Credit Union help you make your car purchase because you wanted to purchase a car. I mean, the truth of the matter is you could probably purchase any car that you wanted, so... Like, did you allow yourself to enjoy some of this first round money? I mean, you didn't get a beater, did you?
Nah, I got me a nice truck. But like again, just a Chevy truck, Chevy Silverado. Nothing too crazy. Gets me from point A to point B. It's my only car. It's good on gas. So I mean, I definitely, you know, it checks all the boxes for me. And again, like I said, it doesn't take much for me to be happy, or like I wasn't a guy who was like, oh, when I make it to the NFL, I'm going to do this or do that or just this crazy car. I mean, like I said, I'm just a simple dude, you know, and I just do what works for me.
And I got to ask you about teammates, man, because I won't say his name, but I had a player, and Sam Madison had a Porsche Panamera, the four-door Porsche when it first came out. And this young player came into the hot tub, and he was like, "Man, you see that Porsche? Man, that Porsche is fire." And I said, "Bro, do not buy a Porsche. You went third round like me. You don't have Porsche money.
Right.
Don't buy a Porsche. It's a mistake." No lie, right, Christian. The next day, I pull into the parking lot in off season. I see two Porsche Panameras. And I walked inside.
Oh,
I said, "Bro,
God,
is that your Porsche?" "My bad, Crowder. My bad." And I just had to eat it because you can't help everybody.
Oh, man. No, that's true. And you got a point. You can't help everybody. You can only just, you know, do what you can. And if they want to listen or not, I mean, that's on them. But definitely, you really can't help everybody. But, you know, you just got to try to do what you can.
But does that drive you crazy? Because you are around, you're frugal, but you are around enormous wealth every day. So does it drive you? Because most people, I don't. Most people don't live the way that you do. So does it drive you crazy when you see thousands and thousands going out the door, whether it's, you know, a card game at the back of the plane or at the club? Does it bother you?
I mean, that's the thing. People are grown men. They're going to spend their money how they want to do the things they want to do. I mean, like, you can only help them so much. I just know, I just rather look at the other guys and be like, well, hey, that's good for you, or like, oh, that's a lot of money you're spending, and just me keep what I got and not partake in that. You know what I mean? As great as it looks and as fun as it looks and as cool as it is to drive, you know, dope cars, and I'm not knocking anybody because that's awesome, but I just, you know, I want to look forward to that stuff. Maybe one day down the line, you know, when I'm close to retirement in life or something, I'll enjoy it a little bit more or something.
Christian Wilkins is with us, former first round pick of the Miami Dolphins. You remember your draft night? Was it the greatest night? Was it everything you dreamed it was going to be?
Do I remember it? I mean, that's a moment you don't forget. You know, you work so hard all your life to get to that moment, to get to that point. You know, and you know, as someone like Channing knows, you know, that's only just the beginning, but definitely as hard as you worked all your life, you know, I worked 23 years at that point to get be able to walk across the stage and, well, not necessarily shake the commissioner's hand, but, you know, definitely have my moment with him.
You pulled a wrestling move on him. I thought you were going to dump him on his head.
Right. No, but you know, it was exciting. I mean, it was my moment. I was just really excited and, you know, things happened, but, you know, definitely, yeah, I can't forget that night. It was a special night. I remember everything to a T, so.
I think that's called assault, what you did to Goodell, Christian. In certain circles, we call that assault.
Right.
Hey, I got to ask. We do draft day stories, like from, free agents all the way to number, like we're going to play Ronnie Brown's story today, who went number two in the pick, you know, or number two in the draft. So yeah. We have the whole spectrum of draft picks. But one thing they all know is if they went late, they know the other guys before them that in their same position.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I got the name. I went and looked it up. Do you know the two defensive tackles that went before you, and do you keep up with them?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's easy. I know all 12 guys who went before me. And, yes, I know the two D tackles. They're in the same division as us, and I see them twice a year. So that's Quinnen Williams, who went three, and Ed Oliver, who went nine.
That's funny, man. So that's etched in your brain forever.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You know that's the stuff you got to know. And as a competitor, and I do follow them because I do respect both of those guys' game. I think they're both good players. But as much as I respect them, I'm competing against them. You know, those guys went ahead of me. And, you know, I'm glad they're in my division because I kind of get to peek over and see what they do on tape when I'm watching the similar opponents and things like that. So, yeah.
Christian Wilkins, I just have to circle back to something we said at the beginning. You kind of invited Crowder to Hamilton when it comes down here and things open up. Now, am I part of this invitation? Because I'd kind of like to see the show as well. I really can't think about much else since that transaction
happened.
Well,
as happened. I said, I'm frugal. So if it's going to cost me some money, I've only got money for one extra ticket. So I don't think you'll make the cut. But if
always a bridesmaid, never the bride.
Hey, man, let's start a GoFundMe. Let's start a GoFundMe for this.
That's all right. I'll catch it on Disney Plus again. No worries.
Right, yeah.
Story of my life. The athletes going out for a night on the town. Old Hockman in front of the TV.
Christian, yeah. If we're going out, right. do you put snacks in your bag and stuff so you don't have to pay inside?
Oh, like,
I know you cheap,
nobody.
Man. You can't embarrass
nobody.
Me.
No, for real. I do all of that. That's
Stop
what it is.
It.
Like, no lie. No lie,
Stop
I just went, like, you know, the movies and stuff are starting to open back up, so don't tell nobody, but I'll be smuggling a couple treats to my, I got to, you got to save money, like, I'm not about to spend $25 on concessions at the movie theater, I'm sorry, I'll go to CVS or the dollar store, or, you know what I'm saying, or the gas station, spend $5, and I'm good to go, like.
Oh, but we know what you make. This is impossible.
Hey, you got to be a businessman. You always got to cut costs. Just because I got it don't mean I got to spend it. You still got to be smart. You know, I'm trying to keep, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to keep what I got. So,
Chris,
yeah, don't tell nobody
about
that.
You don't go to the dollar store. You don't go to the dollar store, bro.
Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Family Dollar,
you wear a
Dollar
hoodie?
Tree.
Come on.
Family Dollar Tree. I don't got, I don't. I'll go where I need to go, man. I ain't got too much pride. I'll go to that dollar store.
If I came to your house, you're not going to have Kirkland stuff. You don't have Kirkland products all over the place, do you?
Costco? You said Kirkland?
Yeah.
You talking about the Costco brand? I love Costco stuff. Kirkland, that's all day. Yeah, of course.
Oh, come on. Yeah. That's a discount brand. That's a discount brand.
Oh, 100%. Kirkland's where it's at. And they got the best chocolate-covered almonds, too. I will note that as well. They just a side note. They got the best chocolate-covered almonds.
Christian Wilkins, thank you for making time for us, man. We always enjoy talking to you whenever you come on. You really are fun. Thank you, Christian.
No, I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me.
There you go. Christian Wilkins, former first-round pick. Dude's walking around with coupons and walking into the dollar store. God bless him.
You know I'm cheap, Hawk, but I would feel funny walking into a dollar store even now when I've been retired for 11 years.
Of course you would. It's ridiculous. It's bad.
Hey, Crowder. I ain't Crowder. That ain't me.
Another excellent segment there on this best of Hockman and Crowder, if that's what you want to call it. We're just having some fun today since there was no Heat or Panthers last night and there's no Heat or Panthers tonight, so we're just having some fun. Speaking of fun, Sunday is Mother's Day, and you will not have fun if you did not get your mom or your wife or your sister or your mother-in-law a Mother's Day gift. And time is running out, but there is still what I consider to be the best, most unique Mother's Day gift out there available, and it can be shipped to mom's home right in time for Mother's Day. Treat your mom, your wife, anyone special with a gourmet soup gift basket from Spoonful of Comfort. It's like sending a warm hug. You can see their entire selection of Mother's Day gift baskets at spoonfulofcomfort.com. I absolutely love it. The packaging is beautiful. The soup is phenomenal. Comes with soup and rolls and cookies. The cookies, we got chocolate chip cookies. My wife and I got it. We got chocolate chip cookies and snickerdoodle cookies. It's like, you know, mom has always cared for you, or grandma or your mother-in-law. Like, they've always cared for you. This is how you show that you care back. You go to spoonfulofcomfort.com. They're giving you 10% off if you use the code RADIO10 when you're checking out. So you go to spoonfulofcomfort.com, use the code RADIO10, you get 10% off. This is a great gift for mom or anyone that you're buying a Mother's Day gift for. And you're running out of time, so I would do it right now. You go to spoonfulofcomfort.com or just on Google, search Spoonful, and it'll pop right up. And again, make sure you use the code RADIO10 for 10% off. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more special Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Shout out to all the pair.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. I wanted to make sure today on this Best of Thursday Crowder that we played at least one segment with our friend Twan Russell, who this week was named the athletic director at St. Thomas Aquinas. That is a good dude.
Oh, he's going to be successful at anything he does in life. And yes, I'm so proud of Twan.
Yes, we love Twan Russell. He's a great friend of the program, and he will remain a friend of the program even while being the athletic director at St. Thomas. Here is a moment from show history that everyone loves. He had never tried a Shamrock Shake before. He agreed to drink one on the air at the drive-thru just to be a friend of the program. Here it is, Twan Russell and the Shamrock Shake. Twan Russell, we all know him and love him, played linebacker for the Hurricanes and the Miami Dolphins. He's a bit of a Swiss Army knife for our show, right? We can call him in to talk about anything. Yes, when it's heavy-duty cultural issues, Twan is there. When it's silly, nonsensical, do you double dip at a party, Twan is there. I mean, we're just, you know, when it's charitable endeavors, we all know Twan is the most charitable former athlete in all of South Florida. His Russell Education Foundation is unparalleled in the work that they do in the community. But today, Twan, you are being a gamer today, man.
Yeah, I think I said yes before I really thought this thing out. You know, I was like, oh, that'd be really cool. And I'm like, man, I'm lactose intolerant. You know, the bigger problem is I've been sitting in this McDonald's for about 5 minutes, and I'm sitting, you know, you can get on your app and order food. So I'm sitting there, and people kept walking up to the car. I was like, you know, did you order something? I'm like, no, I didn't order anything. And I think she paused one time and looked down at her phone. I think she's, and I was like, man, she's going to call 911. So I got a little nervous.
Yeah, you could be in trouble there. So now, some McDonald's don't have the Shamrock Shake. Do you know that this one has it?
I mean, they got a. I drove around. You know, I did some surveillance. So they have a. They have a little sign out there.
They're calling the cops. You're surveilling the McDonald's and not ordering anything.
It says time to Shamrock. So I'm pulling up. Pulling up in the drive-through right now.
All right.
I think I'm good.
Excellent. All right. Pull up to the drive-through. Tuan Russell, again, he's lactose intolerant, and you've never had a Shamrock Shake, right?
Hey, how you doing today?
Hi, I'm okay. Yourself?
I'm doing real good.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
I'm here to Shamrock today.
The Shamrock Shake?
Yes, ma'am.
You want to meet
What do you recommend?
I haven't tried it yet.
Okay, I'll take the medium.
You want to take a medium Shamrock Shake?
Yeah.
Would I be out today?
No, you can't come to McDonald's without getting the fries, so I'm going to get a large fry.
There you go.
You can't come without getting our fresh fries?
You know it, right?
I feel right.
All right, I mean, can you give me some extra ketchup and make sure they're hot with some extra salt on them, too?
I'm sorry, well done?
Absolutely.
And what else?
That's it.
Okay, you want just ketchup on the side?
Yes, ma'am.
I got you, sweetie. You're totally
sweet. I'm a sweetie? You all right. You all right with me. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Oh, you all right. I'm at a whole different window.
All right.
Take
care. She called me sweetie.
Bro, you've got game for days, man. That was a how-to.
Tuan, you just put on a clinic.
Oh my goodness. That was a clinic. I'm not even kidding you. Tuan put on his smooth voice. Oh, let him go. Let him go. I'm buttoning your shirt, Tuan.
Show him the chest. Show him the chest.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. Did you tell me to unbutton my shirt? he tried to get me divorced and to get the house and everything.
How you doing?
Thank you very much. Ooh. Oh, these freshly hot, right? Nice and hot. Thank you very much. All right. Mm.
Oh, man. I mean, you already had a day. All right, so
you gotta give me a. It's a shake. Okay, I thought I'd get a spoon.
No. It's a milkshake.
Okay.
All right, so now pull into a parking spot.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull in a parking spot real quick. Give me a second.
Before you have it, or as you take your first sip, can you put the camera up on your phone, take a picture so we can see it later of you enjoying your first Shamrock Shake.
Yeah, I'll see if I can do that. You know, that takes a lot of effort and energy. You know,
I know. Old people don't know how to talk on the phone and use one of the apps at the same time or how to take a picture. It's like, well, I think I'll disconnect. I'm like, no, just go to your home screen and you can take a picture.
Oh, the fries are amazing. They're nice and hot.
Yeah, McDonald's fries, they're unparalleled.
If you talk to me like that, I would get you hot fries too, Tuan.
I mean, bro, that was as smooth as I have ever heard him. That was a clinic.
With the smooth respect too, with the ma'am. Thank you so much, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yeah, make them hot.
What would you suggest?
Oh,
no
my
one
goodness.
Ever asks the McDonald's employee what size they would suggest. That girl was swooning.
What?
All right,
What did she call me? Sweetie.
Sweetie. Pop? Yeah, she did.
I'm going to go home and tell my wife. I'm like, hey, you better get on your game. They think I'm a sweetie pie.
Hey, Twan, don't tell your wife about this one. Just live. Right. Let's just go.
Make sure you button your shirt back
up. I might be sleeping by myself, but.
Hey, you know, you
when
go
you're
home
46, and... you don't get sweetie pie very often. You get sir, mister.
But it's like, you know, you get home, people are always like, women, you know, do I smell perfume? What do I smell on you?
I probably,
Twan's wife is like, do I smell French fries on you? Why are you out getting French fries in the middle of the day? Twan Russell! I know you, Twan. All right, so you do not eat much dairy, I'm guessing, being lactose intolerant.
So, it's funny. When I played football, I had a stomach problem. And actually, I have a thing called delayed gastric emptying. Long story, my food does not digest well, especially oily food and milk. So after my career, I realized the doctor told me I was that lactose intolerant. Now, I drank a shake every day. I ate a bowl of ice cream every single day. If I wasn't eating a bowl of ice cream, I probably could have went to the Hall of Fame, at least a Pro Bowl. But, you know, I was like I was drinking kryptonite. You know what I'm saying? So I was drinking kryptonite. So it was
Ben and Jerry kept you out of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
Ben and Jerry, those bastards.
Absolutely. I didn't get to maximize my ability because I was putting all this milk in my body. So
you've never had a Shamrock Shake, though.
No, I didn't realize it was green until I Googled it.
Yeah, Shamrock. So for people that don't know, McDonald's has it once a year around St. Patrick's Day, so about a month away. According to Wikipedia, the Shamrock Shake is a seasonal green mint-flavored milkshake, and it's sold during March or leading up to March to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in the U.S., Canada, and Ireland. The Shamrock Shake was introduced first in 1970. Initially, the shake was lemon-lime flavored with vanilla ice cream, lemon-lime sherbet, and vanilla syrup. By 1973, the shake was merely a green-colored vanilla shake, eliminating the lemon-lime sherbet. It is now mint-flavored. And so, have you taken your first sip?
No, I'm waiting for permission.
All right, so let's do this. Here it is, Twan Russell taking his first ever sip of a McDonald's Shamrock Shake.
Wow. Surprisingly interesting. Not bad. Not bad at all.
Refreshing, right?
A little vanilla, a little I'm not going to lie. I went into this skeptical. I didn't think I was going to like it, but this is actually pretty good.
You know why, Twan? Because black people don't eat mint. Black people don't like mint, Twan. That's why you were skeptical. Let's be honest.
Well, the only time I get mint is when I stay in a hotel and sitting on my pillow. And since I don't go to hotels very often, you know, I don't get that mint on my pillow.
I've been trying to explain that to Hawk.
I don't know if Crowder's right on this because menthol cigarettes are favored by the African American community. This is fact. This is fact.
Well, I've never smoked a cigarette before, so does menthol taste like mint? Does it actually, I don't know what it tastes. Does it give you like
I don't know
taste?
Either, to be quite honest.
I haven't smoked one, but I kissed a bunch of girls that smoked them, and it does have a little tinge to it.
I'm thinking that Crowder, your dad Randy, like he would have been enjoying Shamrock Shakes his entire life
if they called
them menthol shakes.
No, because menthol cigarettes are more expensive. They're more expensive.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah,
got you.
Randy's going to get the
cool?
GPS.
Cool's got to be menthol,
the cools?
Right?
Yeah,
is
menthol.
Is menthol's cools? Yeah, my daddy used to go at those cools. I think he used to watch those commercials and see that brother standing tall. He used to always grab his pack out and take one.
I don't think that was a brother, Twan. I think that was a camel.
No,
a camel?
That's camel. No, cools were a brother.
It was. Cool. I don't know.
Yeah.
Twan cool thought cigarettes. The camel was a big old light-skinned dude.
No, that was
Man, he got a long face.
Hey, stand up, man. You're all hunched over. All right, so here he is. He is trying for the first time ever a Shamrock Shake. Now, with your fries there at McDonald's, do you find yourself enjoying it?
The fries are unbelievable. I mean, the fries are, like she said, it was right out of the grease, so that was good. I asked. The lady took care of me. She said, "Baby, I'm going to take care of you. That's good."
Look at that. So, do you like it? Like, what would you give it out of 10?
I'd give it a 7.5. I wouldn't quite go 8, because 8, I would want to do it once a week. 7.5, I mean, I could do this again. I wouldn't say it would be my go-to, because I love McDonald's. First of all, I was a little upset, you know, that the McRib ended a couple weeks ago. I went to the store. I said, they need to ask me permission next time. They can't just turn off the McRib and not put the notice out so I can get one more bite.
Oh, I didn't realize the McRib was over. Oh, because Shamrock Shake and a McRib is a good combo.
Well, that was my hope. I mean, I was hoping, but they ended it a couple weeks ago, so no McRib.
All right, so 7.5 out of 10. I think that's a good rating for someone that's A, lactose intolerant, and B, never had a Shamrock Shake. I think that's a good rating.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say no whipped cream, though. I should have said no whipped cream. I think that's a little too much.
I think – I'll tell you why I like the whipped cream on the Shamrock Shake. I like to mix it up a little bit, and it flattens the mint taste a little bit. You know what I mean? So that way it's not too minty.
For a stereotypical black person who is lactose intolerant to add whipped cream is just putting, you know, gasoline on the fire.
I got you.
Torn. It being what? What is it right now? 4:38? When is this going to go downhill for you, bro?
It happens quick. Within 30 minutes, it's going to be it's going to be a rainstorm.
Wait till you get Sweetie Pie at the drive-thru home and that lactose intolerance hits you. She's going to head for the hills.
If I don't get home in the right time, my laundry is going to be sour.
Antoine, the Hawk was arguing with me earlier, man. I have IBS. IBS sounds a little more masculine than lactose intolerance, doesn't it?
I don't think so.
It does. No. IBS sound like you're a boxer. No, it does sound like you.
Yeah.
But I can't determine what God gave me. You know what I mean? I'm a little loose in that area when I put milk in my body. So, I mean, it does sound a little less masculine. But you know
it's
what?
Called-
it, you know, I don't smell masculine, though. I mean, I smell masculine.
Yeah. I was going to say, because in the country, you know, we call diabetes sugar, and lactose intolerance is just called milk. You can just say, I got milk. I got the milks.
I got the milks. I got the bad milks.
You know I'm going to watch out for you, Troy. You my dude, man. I'm going to watch out for you.
Hey, man.
A few people.
You're one of the most country people I've met in my life. I mean, you eat raccoon?
Oh, yes. But we put them in a cage and corn feed them to clean the meat out.
Man, do you go around
That's country.
Do you go around shooting the iguanas and eating and skin them and eating those too?
I won't eat an iguana, but I don't want to tell too many people, but I've shot enough iguanas on my back porch. All of Davy animals know not to come on my porch.
You know where he is now? Do you know where he is now, Twan? He's in Minnesota right now.
Minnesota?
Yep.
You getting that storm up there? I mean, Minnesota's cold.
Twan, it is -9 degrees right now. Two nights ago, it was -26.
Why are you in Minnesota? Like, what's so important?
There's the question.
That's the question
I was waiting for you to ask.
And the answer is quite humbling, Twan, because my family likes to ski, but we're not going to Colorado because it's too expensive. So we come to Minnesota because we can ski and I can save a bunch of money because I'm cheap as hell.
You're the second black person I ever met that skis. You know, Terry Kirby skis too. I never met anybody else black in my life that skis.
Oh, Twan, it's funny you say that because I don't ski. I sit and drink with the old fat husbands in the chalet, they call it. My wife and my children ski. I just talk and drink beer all day.
Yo, how did your wife learn how to ski?
I believe they call it a chalet. I believe you call it a chalet. call it a chalet.
They leave off the T? Why? There's no silent T's. That's a chalet.
They see you coming a mile away when you go, hey, I'm going to hang out at the chalet. They know who's walking through the door.
I'll tell you this. You in a Minnesota ski resort, and you have dreads, tattoos, and you're 6'3 black. They already know you're not from around here.
Security following you everywhere.
Hello, sir. Hey, hello, sir.
Just to look at you.
A bunch of people texting in when I was giving the original ingredients of the Shamrock Shake. Was I trying to say sherbet? Because I said sherbet a couple times. No, I was not trying to say sherbet because sherbet's not a word. The dessert is called sherbet.
You call it
all
sherbet?
You texters. That's what it is. It's sherbet. If you say sherbet,
so why does everybody in America call it sherbet?
Because everybody in America is a sheep and they're saying it wrong. It's sherbet.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, it's sherbet. I do walk to my own beat. There's no question there. But it is sherbet.
I am halfway done with this shake. It's actually pretty good, especially with fries.
Still 7.5, or is the rating increasing?
No. You have to compare it to like a soft serve ice cream cone,
okay,
which is the best thing at McDonald's by far.
I agree.
You get a soft. In fact, the best way to do it, you get a soft serve ice cream cone, and then you get it in a cup. See what happens? They'll give you a little bit extra. Put it in the cup and crunch it all down with a spoon, and then you eat it.
That's a good hack right there. Yeah. He just gave you a good life hack. Look at that. Twan. If you listened to Twan during this segment, you just heard how to run game for real, and you just got a real life hack on McDonald's ice cream.
I was just going to tell Twan, don't go back around that drive-thru because you're going to have a phone number on your receipt.
No, sir. Hey, you know what? Wait a second. Let me look at the receipt because I'm almost home. So My wife's Jamaican. My wife is from Jamaica. She carries a switchblade with her all the time. Let me just. Okay, I'm good.
Wife's Cuban. I think we're in the same boat, big dog.
You're gonna walk into that McDonald's.
She don't care if I was an active. She don't care if I was an active participant or not. I'm guilty by association.
You're going to walk into that McDonald's with your wife one day, and that girl's going to be behind the counter. Hi, Shamrock. Who's she talking to? Hi, Shamrock.
Stab.
Hey, Shannon, I'm at Publix one day. I was still playing, right? This is like 2001, 2002. I'm still playing, so I'm looking good. I actually had an app, right? I had one app. So we're standing in the line in Publix, and this lady, I guess they were speaking in Spanish, and they were looking behind me. I don't speak a word of Spanish. And they're just talking, and I guess they were checking me out and saying something. My wife speaks Spanish. She turned around to the lady and said, hey, you better watch yourself. I say, hold on, baby. Let's go. What about this? She's checking the last. It's two of them and one of you. I can't help, because if I help, then it's going to look bad. You got to fight this on your own. It's two ladies against you. All I got to do, I can sit there and referee and say, y'all can't fight. Y'all both can't fight her at the same time. You got to separate and go one at a time. But she was ready to get down, man. She was mad.
Twan needs a reality show. All right, we're up against a break. Twan Russell, you are a true gamer. Thank you for doing that. Make sure you send me a picture of you and the Shamrock Shake together, and let us know how things go in a couple hours.
I'll leave that part out, but thank you.
See you, Twan.
All right, guys.
Yes, sir.
There you go, Twan Russell. That was brilliant. Man, he shot and he scored. That was crazy.
That's why it was such a good game, Hawk, because Twan literally was just being pleasant. That was a lesson to y'all single guys out there listening. Just be pleasant and sweet and nice, boy. Listen, that was something else.
Goodness, that was like watching an artist paint a masterpiece.
On accident. Drawing the Mona Lisa on accident. Right. That's what that
Those
was.
Those kind of natural skills. That was something. All right, nice job by Twan Russell.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
Oh no!
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.